Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now in chapter 13, which is going to be dealing with 1 and 2 Samuel. Upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. You'll be able to identify to whom the books were written, state the purposes for the books, write the key verses of 1 and 2 Samuel from memory, and state the life ministry principles of the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. So first off, in 1 Samuel, the introduction, the author was Samuel. It was written to Israel, and purpose was that it was a continued record of God's dealing with his people. The key verses are found in chapters 15, 22 through 23, and the life and ministry principle was about the obedience to God is more important than sacrifice. The main characters are Samuel, Elkanah, Hannah, Eli, David, Goliath, Saul, Jonathan, Michael, and Abigail. So we're going to start out with point number one, which is Samuel, and it's dealing with the last of the judges, and that's going to be found in chapters 1 through 7 through 17. So first off, we have Samuel's birth and childhood. We have Eli's rejection and Samuel's call. We have the ark among the Philistines. We have Samuel's activities as judge. In point number two, we have the first of the kings, which is in chapters 8, 1 through 15, through verse 35. And with that, we have Israel's demand for a king, the choice of Saul, Samuel's farewell address, Saul's war against the Philistines, and Saul's disobedience and rejection. Next, we have in point number three, which is Saul and David, and that's found in chapters 16, 1 through 31, verse 13. So we have David's anointing and call, David's victory over Goliath, David's flight from Saul, David's wanderings, and then we have Saul's death. And for 2 Samuel, the introduction for that is that we have Samuel again as the author, and it was also written to Israel. And it's the continuation of the history and a record of God's dealing with his people. And the key verses are found in chapter 7, verses 22 to 23. And it's dealing with God, how he carries out his plan through those obedient to him in spite of their human frailties. The main characters in this book are David, Uriah, Bathsheba, Nathan, Absalom, Abner, Ishbosheth, and Joab. So point number one, we have the triumphs of David, and that's found in chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, verse 19. So we have the lament of David over Saul and Jonathan. We have David's coronation over Judah. We have David establishes a national religious unity. We have the Davidic covenant, and we have David's conquests. Then we go on to point number two, which are the troubles with David, of David, and that's chapter 11, verses 1 through 24, verse 25. So we have David's sin and repentance, Amon and Absalom's crimes, David's restoration to power, the famine and revenge of the Gibeonites, heroes in the war with the Philistines, David's song and last words, David's heroes and David's census and punishment. So that is it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.